We direct these words to those who do not appreciate lofty morals. If you understood this, there are other, greater things we could use to comfort you. However, at this stage, we must use these basic arguments. When you see a rich person, think of someone richer, and you'll find they are in a similar situation to you. After that, pay attention to someone poorer than you. Reflect on how many have gone to bed hungry, lost their wealth, live in a miserable situation, and pray daily for death. Neither poverty induces sadness, nor wealth brings joy. Rather, our own attitudes towards them have control over our emotions. Consider this starting from the bottom. A trash collector is distressed and upset about the harsh and undignified nature of his profession. However, even if you rid him of his job and ensure his survival needs are met, he'll be upset about not having excess wealth. If you grant him that, he will crave for more and remain as frustrated as before. Should you double or triple his wealth, he'd still be dissatisfied about not having a stake in the government. Even if you handed him political involvement, he'd still be unhappy about not being a high-ranking official. Once he obtains this status, he will feel sad about not ruling. And when he rules, he will lament about not ruling an entire nation, or multiple nations, or even all nations. Upon becoming a deputy, he would still be frustrated about not being a king, and even as a king, he'd be upset about not having complete control or rule over other countries, or the whole world, or even over another world. As such, his continuous desire for more and more prevents him from ever becoming content. Do you see what happens when you elevate someone poor to a king without rectifying his attitude obsessed with abundance? He remains in the same frustrated and discontent state, regardless of his outer change of circumstance.